news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's celebration time. The Supreme Court on Thursday rejected Donald Trump's attempt to end the DACA program, handing a major victory to about 650,000 immigrants, most of whom entered the U.S. illegally as children more than a decade ago. Chief Justice John Roberts joined the court's Democratic appointees in a 5-4 decision that found the Trump administration's move to wind down the Obama-era program for Dreamers lacked a sound legal basis. The decision doesn't prevent future moves to end DACA, but it seems unlikely the administration will be able to put in place a new framework to end the program before the November presidential election. In other news, Fulton County, Georgia prosecutors on Wednesday charged fired Atlanta police officer Garrett Rolfe with felony murder and 10 other offenses for the fatal shooting of 27-year-old Rayshard Brooks in a Wendy's parking lot. Brooks, a black man, had fallen asleep in his car in the drive-thru lane. Rolfe and another officer, Devin Brosnan, had him take a sobriety test. Brooks struggled when they tried to arrest him, and he grabbed Brosnan's taser and ran. Rolfe then shot Brooks twice in the back. As if that wasn't horrific enough, prosecutors showed a photo of Rolfe kicking Brooks lying on the street, and Brosnan, who was charged with assault and more, stood on Brooks' shoulders. Neither of them provided medical attention required under Atlanta policy. The Justice Department on Wednesday asked a federal judge for an emergency injunction blocking publication of former National Security Advisor John Bolton's forthcoming book, The Room Where It Happened, arguing that it contains classified information. The move came after the administration filed a civil suit against Bolton on Tuesday, targeting the proceeds of the book and asking a court to order him to delay its scheduled June 23rd release. Well, less than 24 hours later, the Wall Street Journal released an excerpt, and lengthy accounts were also published by the New York Times and Washington Post. So, we were bombarded on Wednesday with one allegation after another. Things like Donald Trump asked Chinese President Xi Jinping to buy ag products to help him win re-election. Bolton says that Trump thought it was okay for China to build concentration camps to house a million Uyghur Muslims and told that to Xi. He also told the Chinese leader that Americans want to change the Constitution to have him serve more than 2 terms. Trump was unsure if Finland was part of Russia. It isn't. He also didn't know that the United Kingdom was a nuclear power. It is. And Trump claimed Venezuela was essentially part of the U.S. to justify military action there. It is not. In an apparent bid to boost Venezuelan strongman Nicolas Maduro in Trump's eyes, Vladimir Putin compared Juan Guaido to Hillary Clinton. Trump thought Guaido was kid-like compared to Maduro. Trump also suggested war in Venezuela would be, quote, cool. Trump signaled to Turkish President Erdogan that he would intervene in a case against a Turkish firm once the DOJ's Southern District of New York was filled with his allies. Wow. But wait, there's more. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo slipped Bolton a note during negotiations with North Korea saying the president was, quote, so full of shit. He later said there was, quote, zero probability of success in negotiating with the North Koreans. Trump was fixated on getting a copy of Elton John's Rocket Man to Kim Jong-un. Oy. The president tweeted his defense of the Saudis and the Jamal Khashoggi incident because he thought it would distract from Ivanka Trump using a private email server. Oh, here's a good one. Trump said he thought journalists should be jailed and executed. Bolton, Pompeo, and Defense Secretary Mark Esper reportedly tried to get Trump to release aid to Ukraine between 8 and 10 times. And Trump thought having Jared Kushner deal with Mexico was the only way to stop the, quote, caravans. Now you don't have to read the book. Certainly don't buy it. Just remember, Bolton could have testified during the impeachment trial, and he chose not to, instead holding out until he could publish his book and collect a big paycheck. Instead of doing the right thing for the country, he was more worried about his bank account. For shame. So, jurisdictions around the country are pushing ahead with police reform. In Los Angeles, city council members are trying to replace some LAPD officers with unarmed responders. And the police union supports the move. Those responders could include medical professionals, mental health workers, and homeless outreach workers. Meanwhile, Confederate monuments and other historically fraught symbols are coming down across the country, and brands are also getting the message. Quaker Oats is retiring the more than 130-year-old Aunt Jemima brand and logo, acknowledging its origins are based on a racial stereotype, and Uncle Ben's and Mrs. Butterworth's are following suit. In Washington, D.C., Democrats are moving forward with their policing reform package, setting up a full House vote for next week. The Judiciary Committee advanced the bill late Wednesday after nearly 12 hours of tense debate as they confronted questions about institutional racism and police brutality against Black Americans. The committee approved the bill along party lines, with all Republicans voting in opposition. The Democrats' plan would ban chokeholds and no-knock warrants, limit officers' immunity from prosecution, and establish a national database of police misconduct. But Senate Republicans have their own police reform proposal. The Democrats are debating what to do, either shoot down the legislation next week and face charges of obstruction amid a national reckoning on race, or advance a bill that they say needs massive changes in order to meet the moment. Stay tuned. I can't believe I'm even reporting this story in 2020, but here we go. Multiple nooses were found hanging from tree branches at a public park in Oakland, California. Oakland police are investigating the incident as a hate crime. This comes as a new report from the Equal Justice Initiative has revealed that white mobs and individuals lynched at least 2,000 more Black Americans than previously documented between 1877 and 1950. Five nooses were discovered in Oakland, and this came on the heels of two hanging deaths in Southern California. Last week, 24-year-old Robert Fuller, a Black man, was found dead hanging in Palmdale. On Wednesday, his half-brother was killed in a deputy-involved shooting in neighboring Kern County. Fuller's death by hanging was originally described as an alleged suicide, but the Department of Justice and the FBI are now reviewing the incident, as well as the hanging death of another Black man, Malcolm Harsh, just 10 days earlier in San Bernardino County. So Donald Trump is still planning on holding a huge rally on Saturday in Tulsa, Oklahoma, against the advice and wishes of virtually every public health authority everywhere, including infectious disease epidemiologist Dr. Michael Osterholm.
If I could put this into perspective, if all four Beatles were able to be back tonight in a large indoor area concert in a place like Tulsa, I wouldn't go, or I wouldn't want any of my loved ones to go there. That's how we have to understand this situation.
Okay. When asked if he's worried about the rally becoming a super spreader event, Trump said, no.
The numbers are very minuscule compared to what it was. It's dying out.
Hi. Well, the number of Americans who've died of COVID-19 on Wednesday surpassed the number of U.S. service members killed in World War I. The U.S. death toll now exceeds 117,700, and, well, more than 116,708 Americans died during World War I, some from the 1918 flu pandemic. But the coronavirus deaths have occurred over just 4 months, while the World War I toll was spread out over more than a year. And the coronavirus outbreak in the U.S. is far from over. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington released a new projection suggesting that the number of U.S. deaths could exceed 200,000 by October. And finally, Michael Pack, Donald Trump's newly appointed CEO of the U.S. Agency for Global Media, the agency that oversees Voice of America, fired the heads of at least three outlets under his rule Wednesday night, raising concerns that the conservative filmmaker would turn the media organizations into propaganda outlets for Donald Trump. Well, duh.
I got the news.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.